Victoria is cracking down on political donations, with the Andrews Labor government announcing it will cap donations to parties at a total of $4,000 across the four-year electoral term. It'll apply to individuals, unions and companies, plus there'll be real-time disclosure and bans on foreign donations. But the trade-off might be that taxpayers will have to contribute more to the cost of campaigns. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the state's political system needs much more transparency.
Victorians deserve to know who is donating, when they are donating, and how much they are donating to our political process. This is substantial reform, and it will guarantee that the community can have that critical confidence about how our democracy functions.
If the proposed changes are approved by the state parliament, Victoria will join New South Wales and Queensland in requiring a public declaration of donations adding up to $1,000 or more. The current threshold is the $13,200 limit imposed by federal laws. The Premier says those disclosures will also be published online in real time by the state's Electoral Commission.
Whereas in the past you could donate $12,000, $13,000, and no one would know. If you tipped over that number, they might know for a year after the community had elected one side or the other. Real-time disclosure and the much lower disclosure threshold, that's the key to transparency and Victorians knowing who's donating, how much and when.
But in a bid to wipe out large payments, all donors from individuals to organisations will face a $4,000 cap in one four-year parliamentary term. Daniel Andrews says political campaigns run by bodies like unions, business lobbyists or other activist groups would also be subject to the donations cap and they'll face new reporting requirements.
These are profound changes and they capture each and every body that is or could be involved in the conduct of a state election.
Foreign donations will also be banned, although dual citizens will be able to contribute. The government doesn't control the upper house in Victoria, so it knows it will have to negotiate the package of changes through Parliament. The Victorian opposition leader, Matthew Guy, says there is a case for change, but he'd like to see much more detail.
Reform in this space is overdue, but I would hope that the government would actually work with other political parties rather than just a press release announcement with limited detail actually attached.
Adjunct Professor Colleen Lewis from Monash University agrees more detail is required, but she's praised the government's announcement.
It's certainly a step in the right direction. In fact, this announcement is a very welcome policy move because it overturns what has been in the state as one of the weakest political donation regimes that we have in Australia.
The government says the expected drop in donations will mean a yet-to-be-determined increase in the public funding given to political parties to run their campaigns. But Dr. Lewis questions if that's necessary.
Because one of the very large costs to governments in any federal or state campaign is advertising on television. Now, if we're going across more and more over to social media where advertising is a lot cheaper, the public would have to be convinced on why we need an increase. So I think that's something that the government needs to pay particular attention to because it's going to be a hard sell.
Colleen Lewis hopes the announcement will prompt the federal government to make its own changes to federal disclosure laws. Dr. Yifui Ng from RMIT's Graduate School of Business and Law agrees that would be an important step towards comprehensive reform of Australia's political donation system.
Ideally, it would happen at all levels of government that we do have a more uniform system. Because if you have a system that slacks at the Commonwealth level and tougher in the state level, they can just channel the money to the federal level. So if you have a uniform system that is quite tough across the board, that reduces the ability of donors to strategically donate based on the laws.
But she's also welcomed the proposed $4,000 cap on donations.
What we have at the moment is some people donating $500,000, $1 million of donations, and the fear is that that influences the government's decision-making in favour of the donors. So having a cap across the parliamentary term will mitigate any inequality in that sense. So it's a very good reform.
The Victorian government wants the new system in place before next year's state election.
Naomi Woodley reporting.